PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, more bad news for New Jersey commuters as it will likely cost you more to fill up the gas tank starting in 2025. That's when a new gas tax rate will go into effect, an increase of 2.6 cents per gallon. The fee will go towards the state's transportation trust fund that's used to pay for road and bridge projects. A costly turnpike expansion project to add a few lanes in the area around the Holland Tunnel gets majority support from a New Jersey voters in a new FDU poll.
It doesn't matter if you're Republican or a Democrat or young or old, everyone waits in the same traffic.
The poll director says since the pandemic, there's been a huge uptick in the amount of goods being transported from our ports. That means more congestion on the highways. A big segment of New Jersey's homeless population is represented by victims of domestic violence. Julie Miner with the Center for Hope and Safety in Bergen County says many times violence at home isn't reported because victims know what could happen if they speak up.
The economic equation that they're making, they do realize that they would be homeless, their children would be homeless if they were to leave the abusive situation.
Statistics suggest that more than a third of all domestic violence victims become homeless at least some point in their lives. Online predators, they are lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, with kids between the ages of 12 and 15 most at risk. Join us for a New Jersey 101.5 town hall targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. Costco will stop selling books at most of its stores starting in January. The discount warehouse chain will remove the book sections at about 500 of its 600 U.S. stores. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 128 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Avenue Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We still have a chance of snow plugged into the forecast for Wednesday night into Thursday. It's not a big deal. Maybe an inch of accumulation in spots. That's the high end of the forecast. Honestly, the bigger impact of that storm system might be wind, gusting as high as 40 miles an hour on Thursday, ushering in a fresh batch of cold air. Tonight's going to be cold, clear skies, calm winds, low temperatures tonight in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs only make it to around 40. Into the lower 40s on Wednesday with increasing clouds and an increasing breeze. Snow and rain showers expected early Thursday morning. Light accumulations and slippery spots are possible. Then a windy, blustery day, pushing temperatures downward from the lower 40s early Thursday into the 30s by late afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And weather brought to you by MyPillow. The MyPillow Christmas Extravaganza is finally here with hundreds of MyPillow products on sale. There's something for everyone. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Jersey to save on all MyPillow products. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75.
Right now, Union is 36 degrees. It's 36 in Long Branch. Vineland also 36. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.